Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simin Tes, Sif Ches. And we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin, and we're talking about putting on tefillin, and now we're going to talk about how when you put on the shalyad and you put on the shal rosh, you're not allowed to have a hefsik in between as you're putting on the shalyad or the shal rosh. In other words, it should be as much as possible, as quickly as possible, between one straight into the other. Not only that, but there shouldn't be any kind of hefsik, like a person shouldn't speak, even if it's not creating any time space in between, or even making with his eyes some kind of a hint, or making with his fingers any kind of a hint, because that is making a hefsik. The reason why is because there has to be one being on both of them, one havaya on both of them, on putting on the shalyad and shorosh. It should be one mitzvah of the two of them, so it should not look like as if there's between you doing one mitzvah and doing the other mitzvah some kind of a hefsek in between. And we'll also talk about what happens with the things that you usually would have to be mafsik for. Asur lahafsek b'sicha, and not allowed to talk, not allowed to be mafsik with talking, bein shalyad l'shalresh. The putting on, between the putting on of the shal yad on the hand and putting on the shal rosh on the head, even to hint by looking with his eyes. Let's say somebody walks in that he recognizes, like he smile or just even like making your eyes wide that you recognize him as usher, or to be put, you know, like I'll talk to you later, or any of those kind of things that person may do with his fingers. It's usher shenem, as it says in the pasuk. V'ha'yelchal oisal yotchol zikaron min enecha. It should be an ois and a zikaron. Tzarech zechira. It needs to have a zechira. She take a tefillin the rosh shal yad. That the tefillin shal rosh should be right after the shal yad. Kidei shetiyah havaya achas l'shteim. So that there should be one being. Havaya meaning the word being for both of them, or one existence for both of them. Even if he hears that someone's saying Kaddish or Kedusha, so lo yafsik, he's not going to say out with his mouth the words of Kaddish or Kedusha because he's between Shalyad and Shal Rosh. El Yishtoik, he will be quiet. But he's allowed to be Yechavin Lema Sha'imrim Hakol. So he should have the words in his mind. In other words, then when they're up to Amen, he's allowed to think in his mind Amen. When they're saying Amen Yeshmir Abba, he's allowed to think in his mind Amen Yeshmir Abba. But he's not allowed to make with his eyes or any other kind of hints, and he's definitely not allowed to say it out with his mouth. Achim shemeya she'echad. There's one exception to this whole thing, and that is the bracha of tefillin. If you're saying aman to someone's bracha of tefillin, that's not considered a hefsik in your tefillin, because you're saying amen to the whole bracha of tefillin. The word amen means I believe in this, I consider this to be true. Right? And someone putting on the bracha is putting on his shal yad, and he says, remember, when you're putting on shal rosh, you say it low, so no one should say amen, because you're not sure if that's the bracha that's required. And you say baruch shem kavod machusoy right afterwards. So therefore, we're only talking about the bracha on the hand. Yachol la'anois amen. He's allowed to answer the word, the amen on that. Sharei, because who... He's saying that he considers what the other person is saying to be true. That he is believing in the mitzvah tefillin. So that's part of his process of putting on tefillin, or that's part of his being of tefillin. It's still part of the same one happening, one thing. Now, what about tefillin derabbeinu tam? Tefillin derabbeinu tam we don't say a bracha on, because it's even a suffix if that's required. Not everybody even puts it on. Not everybody has a pair of tefillin rabbeinu tam. So is there an isser of talking between them? And if it is, to what level? Is it the same to the same level? Tefillin rabbeinu tam gam kein osur lahafsik bein shal yad l'shal rosh. It's also osur to speak out between putting on the shal yad and the shal rosh by tefillin rabbeinu tam, because again they're supposed to be one mitzvah. But it's not to the same level of stringency. Ach, like Kaddish, like Kedusha, Yochel Hafsik. Kaddish, answering Amen to Kaddish, and answering Nakdisha or Nakadish to Kedusha is more stringent than the oneness of the Rebbeinu Tam Tefillin, and therefore you should answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.